right?
Yep. This is Dr. Supervision Jumper and Ask Me Clone Ask the Appropriation Alicia McNeil and making a procedure with this very year calling Cassidy of Down Pain. Supervision again, I guess here, Dr. Raj, Bishop, Bishop, Blood, Bishop, Bishop, and then started done for a procedure by asking for asking with call polypectomy. This month, you'll number CCD for a class paper, same practice number, patient is a very very cheap. After the case, the school will carry the friends, I'll be using the father's blood, one second, the number she's doing best, right? Do an anti biopsy, a small turn, all serious, doing an interferential. Probably look around the patch, ask for the number, I got started by the phone, I'll probably have a sense of the best of a car, because scripts get sick by getting to. Patient, a great deal also of esophagitis. The question is short, but a better biopsy, things like that, this patient is small. I have only also. Patient also has question of tracheolization, biopsy of the mid esophagus and the proximal esophagus, where they were using the esophagus. They were switching to remove patient to patient on the application. KY jelly, the patient turned around KY jelly for a rectum, the C score, the play rectum, the female can call for a flash or a better flash or a second or picture. Giving a rasa, a small 3 millimeter size polyp noted in the rectum from 15 centimeters from the anus. In the rectum, remove it by the cold polypectomy completely. Rectum pressure attempted to connect with three pickups. Because it tortures the rectum. So I saw a question to him, and I believe it said it was a surgery patient on complication by number one. Grade C erosive esophagitis with a small hiatal hernia. And along with question tracheolization of the esophagus, all these things could be contributing factor for difficulty swallowing. So biopsy of the G-junction was done with biopsy. Biopsy of the mid-esophagus and prostate was done with esophagus esophagitis, separate jar. Number two patient, gastroid, plasma, gastroid, was 3-5 mild duodenitis, biopsy, small intestine, with dermal, serious stool, biopsy, stomach, was dental, with helicobacter pylori. Number four, colonoscopy, and CKM, torture. Number five, torch is cold. Number six, ferritic reticular prep. Number seven, one rectal polyp, 3 millimeter size, about 15 centimeters from anus, one of cold polyp, but it's completely. Recommendation, away from the G-junction biopsy. Away from the G-junction biopsy. To a bare esophagus, and away from the esophagus, the mid esophagus, and if also start biopsy to a incendiary esophagitis. If the biopsy can start the incendiary esophagitis, she will treat accordingly as per protocol. And the biopsy of G-junction, the G-junction biopsy comes negative to a bare esophagus. I'm going to repeat the upper endoscopy in 3 months for follow-up with the aerosic esophagitis. Number two, the stomach biopsy because the polyhood is about 5 weeks to the therapy. Number three, the small biopsy, number four, aware of the polypathology, the people ask within 3 years to get torture form number constant to call advice to check how it water. It's too soft and it's a serious process of preparation, HR is well and nutrition. Please send the copy to Bishop Primary Care Provider, Dr. Nicole Reda, REDA, and Dr. Paul Saturday, she was August 30, 2022. Nicole Reda, she is a nursing practitioner. Patient date of birth is March 6, 1967. Patient office in